Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim. We are on 6-4, Perek Vav. Halacha Daled is the second shir. In the first shir, we saw in the flows, Baruch Hashem, Yitaris Hashem. We are speaking about the Biza, the spoils. And it says that they don't make peace, or they make peace, they're not Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs. We make Milchama, V'Hargum Kol Zecharim Gedolim. And we kill the adult males. Uboizim kol mimoinim v'tapim. We spoke about how the biza here is kilui. It's mishum kilui. In other words, instead of there's one way of destroying the enemy is killing them, and another is taking their money and their children. Vein hargan isha v'loy kotan. Shenever nashim atap taps as charm. So you don't. There's no killing of the women or of the girls. And rather, there's this inyan of biza, of taking their money and taking their children, which is also their money. That's what we learned in the shir. We saw the Shuvah Zecher, the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak, Siman Aleph, Siman Beis, who explains Rashi and Yevamos that a ger ma'akmanos abanav harelim karban Pesach, and Tosis is tameh, they're not his children. Why should they be ma'akib karban Pesach? He's a ger. So Zecher Yitzchak says, based on the Rambam, Avodim 9:2. That a goy can sell his children for avdus. He has a kinyan avdus in his children, and this kinyan doesn't go away through the geirus. It's like other kinyani mammon, so there's a certain kinyan mammon. That's why there's an ikur of korban pesach mitzad banav. There are reilim. So we have a whole mahalach to say about that. P'siyach v'shmai v'schus main of rabbeinu zitzal. But that's the sort of so dvarim is that when we're taking these children, it's alts ikili m'moinim. That's the biza. Because their children are like their mamon, as we saw in the Rambam. Al Kopanim, that's the tamsis of what we saw in the previous year. And now we're continuing again, based on the Torah of Rabbeinu. Mu'orinenu l'shmol zichur tabas nefesh. Dovet zetzel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim 4:9 that the property of all those executed by the king belongs to the king. Similarly, all the treasures belong to the kings of the kingdoms, which he conquers become the property of the king. In regard to the other spoil which is taken, the soldiers may take spoil. Afterwards, they bring it to the king. He's entitled to one half of the spoil. He takes his spoil first, his portion first. The second half of the spoil is divided between the combat soldiers and the people who remained in the camp to guard the baggage in equal divisions made between them. As it says in the book of Shmuel 30:24, that the portion of those who go out into battle will be as the portion of those who stay with the baggage. They shall divide equally. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam puts together the din of Haruge Malchus, Nechseim Lamelch, the property of all those executed by the king, belongs to the king. Kol Haruge Melech, Memoinam Lamelech. So he talks about the din of the Haruge Malchus, together with the din of the din of biza, the din of spoils for more, and how it's apportioned. And the question is, Ma'in yonam zelaze, ma kesher b'nehem? What's the connection? So we discussed this in an earlier shir. Based on what we said, now in this shir, in the previous shir, we can explain as follows. The Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin 20b, on what it says there in the Mishnah, that oitzris malachim lamelech, that the treasures of the kings go to the king when we win the war. So that's because of Orcha de Milsa. That's because that's the normal way. That's the derech. So it's hard to understand. How's it shaykh zechia b'mominis through Orcha de Milsa? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that the din biza is a kiyum din. It's not only a schus mominis. Memela, the din zechia is hu b'kiyum shel harigas habaylim. For Orcha de Milsa was eshi hariga melech alidea melech. U'kidashchen hen b'sichon v'og. In other words, the din of Zechiah is not only a schus mamonis, it's a kiyum din. What's the kiyum din? The kiyum din is that we have to kill the bailam of the money. And the orcha, the Gemara is talking about is that the king should be killed by the king. We find this by Sichon and Og, that Moshe, the king, himself killed them. Yoshua, Perek Yud, the Hamalachim were killed by Yoshua himself. Perek Ches, and the king of Ai. So you see that the king kills the king. So the kiyum din kili, the melech ha'idei melech, is not only by the king killing of him, by killing him, but also by Natilas Mimono. So also taking his money. That's part of the din, like we spoke about in the previous shir. There's the actual having to kill the enemy, and then there's the taking of their money, which is also a din kilui. And even in an instance, v'gam begavne shelo yarog ha-melech atzmo, mekom mekom mekoicho, even if the king himself doesn't do the dirty work, so to speak, and kill the other king, but it's mekocho. And on the kiyum of netilas mamon shavrigas ha-melech, ha-reizim et yachais la-melech, the kiyum of taking the money when the king is killed, the other king is killed, that relates to the king. And that's why it says, oitzus malachim la-melech, and because of this we see in the Rambam, the din of chalukas biza, together with haruge malchus nechseim la-melech, because it's one inyan. It's all the same din. In other words, haruge malchus nechseim la-melech is because that's his biza. So to chalukas ha-biza is also, of course, about biza. The din haruge malchus b'mamonam midin chiyuv kiluyu. So the din of killing the king and also taking their money is part of their kilui. That's their destruction. And that's also the yisod of the din biza b'ofen chalukas. So that's also the yisod of the foundation of the din of spoils and the giving out, the apportioning of the spoils. It's all a din of kilui. And therefore the Rambam puts it together. So the Rambam puts together the din of oitzis malachim l'malach, nechseim kol harugin l'malachus, nechseim l'melech, that those who are killed by the king, their property belongs to the king, just like we see that the king was killed by the king or should be killed by the king, his property belongs to the king. So that's all part of the din of kilui. Part of kilui is himself and also his money. And that obviously belongs with biza, which is also part of the kilui. And therefore the Rambam bunches them together in the same halachos malachim 4:9. V'nimtza lefi zeh, moi rabbi rabbi say, she din biza b'milchama yesh bo shnei inyanim. There are two inyanim in the din biza and milchama. And what are they? Number one, kiyum din kilui. There's the kiyum din of destroying the money. That's one din in the milchama. Kiyum din kilui. Number two, there's also zechiyah midin kibush milchama vishlala. There's a din of zechiyah that you're zocha in the money, in the biza, in the spoils, because of kibush milchama, vishlala milchama. So the inyan of biza, the inyan of kibush milchama, we discussed also at length. In the past, of course, but it's discussed by Arichus, more importantly, in the Sefer Dvar Avram, in Chelak Aleph, Siman Yud, Siman Yud Aleph, Avram Duber Kahana Shapira, the Kovna Rav. Wow, do we miss him? So a Nafkamina would appear. What's a Nafkamina between the Kiyum Din Kilui, that's why there's Biza, and the Din of Kibush Melchama, that Din Biza? So the Nafkamina would appear to be that the Din of Chalukas HaShalah that the Rambam writes earlier, Perakim and Perak Dalid, Halachas Hey and Halachas Tes and Yud, that it goes 50-50 to the right. The king gets half, like we saw. He's entitled to one half of the spoil. He takes his portion first, and then the second half of the spoil is divided between the combat soldiers and the people who remained in the camp to guard the luggage. Machtes habiza chokinoi sekol anshei tzava biyachad ima oma yoshim alakeila b'machana v'shoim ra. So that whole din, she'ein zela b'schia machmas kibush. That's only talking about the zechia, the taking this money, these spoils, because of kibush. And then it tells us who is zocha. But the kiyum din kilui, al yedei netilas memoinam, al ze ne'amar b'farashat dvarim, b'per gimel pasuk zayin, v'chol ha-behima, v'shalal harim bazonu lanu. And Rashi explains, perek beis, pasuk lamed dalet, that by bizas sichoin, ne'amar bazaznu lanu, sh'ayta chaviva aleim u'bozizim ish lo, u'kshebo lebizat og, kvar yu sveim u'meleim, הייתה בזויה ביניהם ומקרין ומשליחין. רשי אומר, that's a lashon biza. When it says, בזזנו לנו, the lashon biza, שהייסה חביב עליהם was beloved to them, ובוזים each law, and they would take their biza. And when they came to that biza of Og, they were already satisfied. And it was בזוי בעיניהם, it was disgraceful in their eyes. and then they would throw it away. Makarna mashlichin, they would rip up and throw away. Beikhemo begadim. So that's why it says a lashon of bizayon, bizayon, bizbuz. Ayin sham misifri, bebamidbar perchav hey, pasuk aleph, umaytaima, kalu, right, that's brought from the sifri. Kach nidrish besifri, chav aleph, chav hey aleph. Umaytaima, kalu vishchisu. Well, why did they destroy it? They're taking this biza from Og. Why did they destroy it? As mevuar, sheyesh chiyuv kilui. Yesh chiyuv kilui gamken. Ein rak chiyuv shel... shel zechias maman, shel kibush mulchama. Ze din echad. Aber yesh din nosaf shel kilui. Of destroying, that they take the spoils in order to destroy it. That when they take the spoils, that's destructive. They're taking it away from the enemy and even to destroy it literally. And this even applies to the Sheva Amimin. So if it's not done by Zechia, so Baal Korcha Ede Kili Mamish, so they can take it by acquiring it, or they could do it by Kili Mamish. In the Mishnah in Nepeya 4:1, it there distinguishes between Lechalek and Lavus. Lechalek is distributing it, giving out, apportioning it, and then Lavos is just taking it for yourself, as the Mefarshim may say. So Mamele, you see the sinyan of Lavos is the opposite of Lechalek. So you have, by Kibush Mulchama, you have an inyan of Chalukah, and then you have an inyan of Biza, just everybody taking for themselves, and if they want, they can get rid of it. So besides the sinyan of Biza, there's also an inyan of Zechiah B'kinyan Kibush, and on that, there's a chalukah, so that's the nafkamina. When is there going to be a chalukah? When you're zochem midin kibush mulchama. And when is there going to be a din of kilui? There's going to be a din of kilui when you're not zochem kibush mulchama. But when that you're allowed to just take and destroy. If you want, you keep it for yourself if you want. But that's part of the din kilui. And that's what we have by Sichon and Og. We have this din of biza, of destroying it, of kilui. So they could have kept it themselves, and they could have gotten rid of it. They decided to get rid of it because it was already, like Rashi there says, Bizo Sichon. It was originally Chaviv, but the Bizo Sichon was Chaviv, and then Bizo Og already. They were Sveim, and it was Bzuya, and they were just thrown away. That's Bazonu Lanu Lashon Bizayon. So there's the Shalal Midin Kibush Mulchama, and that is apportioned properly. And then there's the Shalal Midin Biza, which you can do whatever. There's no Din of Chaluka. You can do whatever you want with it. That's Midin Kilu, just getting rid of what the enemy has. And so those are the two mahalchim in Biza, midin kiyum din kilui, and also midin kibush mulchama. With this, we can explain a perplexing Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis, and that b'siyata d'shmaya is our avoda for the next shir. And I thank you so much for listening. Bezrat Hashem, namshich.